Lenovo Databytes. Hello listeners, welcome to Leadership Lens, a special executive edition of Lenovo Databytes, where we bring you powerful insights from the leaders shaping the future of data. Today we are joined by Alberto Pan, Chief Technical Officer at Lenovo, a pioneer in the field of data integration and management and one of the key minds behind Lenovo's vision for logical data management. In this episode, we are exploring the evolution of the Lakehouse Plus approach, a next-generation data architecture that brings together the performance of modern Lakehouse platforms with the agility, governance, and real-time access enabled by Lenovo's logical data delivery layer. As organizations work to enable AI, self-service analytics, and operational intelligence across increasingly hybrid and complex environments, the Lakehouse Plus strategy helps them deliver data that's not only available, but business-ready, trusted, and actionable. With that being said, we are very glad to have you back on the show as a part of the Leadership Lens series, Alberto. So to begin with, could you tell us a little bit about what's involved in your current role at Lenovo, please?
Thank you, Neha. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here again. Yes, well, as you said, I am the Chief Technical Officer of Lenovo. So that means that I am in charge of the research and development organization of Lenovo, and that includes defining the roadmap of the product, also the strategic direction of the product, and also leading the development of the new features and the new versions of the Lenovo platform.
That's very interesting. Thank you for sharing, Alberto. So let's dive right in into our topic of conversation for the day. So from your leadership perspective, how would you define the Lakehouse architecture and why has it emerged as a critical model for modern data architectures?
Well, I think that the key benefit of Lakehouses is that they can potentially merge the benefits of data warehouses and data lakes in a single platform, right? When this is achieved, this simplifies governance, this also reduces data redundancy, and it also reduces costs. And also, in addition to that, lakehouses are typically implemented in the cloud, and obviously, that also brings benefits in areas like scalability and flexibility. So I think it's clear that lakehouses can potentially bring a lot of value to many organizations. But at the same time, I also think that it's increasingly clear that the organizations that are implementing this approach in practice are also finding some limitations, right? I would say that the lakehouse concept does not solve by itself all the challenges in data management today, and therefore it needs to be complemented with additional components. And actually, this is something that has been noted recently by some of the major analysts in the technology market like Gartner and Forrester. For instance, only to mention one example, the Gartner 2025 Planning Guide for Data Management basically makes this point and points towards other architectures, other patterns that can complement the lakehouse to solve these limitations.
Perfect. Thank you for sharing, Alberto. This is very interesting to know what this lakehouse concept of lakehouse is and how it's applicable for organizations. So my next question for you is, what are the limitations that big organizations are finding when implementing lakehouses in practice?
Well, at a very high level of abstraction, right? Lakehouses are based on this idea of moving all the data that is relevant for analytics to a central location, to this central lakehouse, and then prepare the data there using ETL or ELT pipelines to create multiple data copies of the data, multiple versions of the data that are adapted to the needs of the different users and the different use cases, right? But the reality is that organizations, big organizations today, are distributed. And as a consequence of this, this fully centralized approach has some problems, some limitations. I would mention five main limitations, right, in this approach. The first one is that in most cases, at the end of the day, not all data is available in the lakehouse, right? This may be for technical reasons, because maybe some data is very hard to move to the lakehouse. It may be for organizational reasons, because data ownership in big organizations is also distributed, and data stakeholders may be reluctant to lose control over how the data is used. And even for legal reasons, for instance, some In financial institutions, it's relatively common that some data cannot be moved outside of a certain geographical region because of legal restrictions, right? So that would be the first limitation. At the end of the day, not all data is available in the lakehouse. Second one would be a lack of agility, right? Because this approach of preparing data for the different use cases, using always data replication, using always pipelines, is typically quite slow, right? Because these pipelines are hard to create, are hard to maintain. It also limits reusability because it's very hard with this approach to create reusable transformations that can be used across many use cases. Also, having many copies of the same data, as this approach forces you to do, can create governance problems, especially for sensitive data. So that means that, and this is the second limitation, in many cases, this process becomes a bottleneck that slows the provision of data to the business, right? A third limitation would be that in many cases, these systems lack a semantic layer, meaning the ability to expose the data in the language of the business, in formats that the business users and applications can use effectively. A fourth limitation could be that in these systems, it may be hard to get access to data in real time because you need this previous ingestion process into this central system, into the lakehouse. And the fifth one I could say that is that over time, it can generate a certain locking with this central lakehouse when, you know, if you, for instance, want to move a use case to another system for performance reasons or for cost reasons or whatever reason, it's very hard to do it, right? So it also creates a certain degree of locking with the particular vendor that you are using, right? Mm-hmm. Well, this Lakehouse Plus architecture basically tries to solve those issues.
That's very interesting. Thanks for sharing, Alberto. I really like how you explain the variety of problems that organizations are facing, right? From, you know, lack of agility to, you know, like companies having a lack of semantic layer to integrate their data or not able to access their data in real time. So Lakehouse Plus definitely is helping solve very valid problems for organizations. So this is very interesting to know. So this moves me to the next question that I have for you. So how does Denodo fit into the Lakehouse Plus approach? And how does it complement the Lakehouse architecture to change the way organizations think about data integration and consumption?
Well, in this Lakehouse Plus approach, you can use, well, data virtualization systems like Denodo to provide a unified data access layer on top of multiple data sources. Basically, with this layer, you can create data products where, for instance, maybe one data product obtains its data from one data source, but a second data product maybe obtains the data from a different data source, and maybe a third one combines data from several data sources, right? So you can access all data. Those data products can be based on all the data in the organization, even the data that, for whatever reason, cannot be centralized into the lakehouse, right? Mm-hmm. So that solves one of the limitations that we mentioned before. Another one, accessing data in real time. Well, with this approach, you can also access the data in real time when needed, because as I mentioned, you don't always need to go through this ingestion process in the lakehouse. You can go to the original system when it makes sense to get the data fully up to date, right? Also, these data products that prepare the data for the needs of the different use cases are created using logical definitions. And this means that you don't need to replicate data every time, right? And also, it also means that creating reusable components that you can use across many use cases, across many data products, is much easier, right? So that means that the process of delivering data to the business is much faster. You basically are able to remove those bottlenecks that I mentioned before. And actually, for instance, there was a Forrester study, I think in 2023, that estimated that with this approach, you can deliver data to the business up to 70% faster, right, than, let's say, with a fully centralized approaches. Also, in terms of semantics, or the semantic layer, data products also have a very strong semantic component, right? In a way, the data products are a way of creating the semantic layer to ensure that users can interact with the data using business language. Finally, this unified data access layer created with data virtualization also provides a layer of abstraction between data consumers and the technical data infrastructure. And this is very important to minimize the lock-in that we mentioned before, right? Because with this approach, if you, for instance, decide to migrate from one system to another, right? For instance, because you are transitioning to the cloud, or because of performance reasons, or for cost reasons, for instance, then that change will be transparent for the data consumers, right? They will not be affected by that change. So in summary, this Lakehouse Plus architecture with incorporating the principles of logical data management into the Lakehouse architecture, I could say that it acknowledges the reality, right? The reality that organizations are distributed and therefore a fully 100% centralized data management architecture will present challenges and actually needs to be complemented with this to address this reality.
Makes total sense. And that's a great response. Thank you for sharing, Alberto. So one of the key topics we discussed was data products. And I have a few follow-up questions on this. So one of the biggest challenges enterprises face is enabling trusted self-service access at scale, right? So the data products concept that you mentioned is closely related to that. So why do you think this concept is getting so popular? And how does Denodo support data products initiatives?
Well, yeah, I think data products are becoming very popular because for big organizations, it's becoming more and more evident that it's crucial that decisions are based on data, right? It's crucial to democratize the data, to ensure that all the decision makers of the organization have the data they need to take their decisions based on data, right? And, you know, the old way of doing this, the old way of providing data to the business was like very ad hoc, right? Maybe you have a business user interacting with a data architect, defining requirements, and then at some point the data architect or the data engineer would create a data set for that particular need, and then probably forget about that, right? And that data set would no longer be maintained, little reusability. So it was everything very ad hoc and informal. But now, I think what the data product concept basically bring a more solid foundation for this initiative, right? A solid foundation focused on aspects such as governance, data quality, also in ensuring the reusability of the data products. So basically, I would say that it's giving data democratization initiatives the attention that they deserve, the attention that a critical need like this deserves, right? And this is why during the last few years, it has been a key focus area for Denodo to provide full support to the complete lifecycle of data products across all the stages of this lifecycle and also for all the personas involved in this lifecycle. Because in big organizations that are taking data democratization seriously, this lifecycle can be significantly complex and involve a significant number of personas, right? So it has been a focus of Denodo to provide support for all these stages and all these personas. So for instance, Denodo supports the developers of data products by providing very agile ways to create reusable data products, obtaining data from any data source and delivering data to any consumer. We also support data product owners, right? The people in charge of designing and managing and governing these products, right? By allowing them to design these data products, to document them, also to establish the security rules that will affect these data products, also to monitor and track the usage of the data products, also to receive feedback from the users of the data product and attend the requests and so on, right? All that is now integrated into the Denodo. We also support, let's say, the data stewards or the managers of the central governance of the company, because we also provide tools for them to ensure that they can implement consistent security policies across all data products, right? And for doing that, actually, they can choose if they want to use, let's say, a central model where a central team decides the security policies of the data products, or a federated governance approach, right, where this responsibility is distributed and the data product owner is in charge of defining some security rules. But at the same time, the central team is able to establish policies that will be enforced across all the data products, right? For instance, to guarantee that regulations are enforced, right? And of course, it, now the node also supports the data consumers, the users of these data products, by providing a data marketplace that the business users can use to discover, understand, and get access to these data products.
Perfect. That's actually a great response, Alberto. You've really covered it so well in terms of how, you know, Denodo supports data products initiatives for organizations and within the company as well. So now this takes us towards the AI side of things. So AI initiatives rely on high quality, context-rich data, right? So how does Lakehouse Plus support AI readiness across the enterprise, not just for data scientists, but also for AI agents and business applications?
Well, when you look in detail to the requirements in terms of data, in terms of data access of AI agentic applications, I think you quickly notice that the requirements are actually quite similar to the requirements of data democratization initiatives, right? For instance, to the requirements that you would want to see in your data products. For instance, AI agents obviously need an easy way to access the internal data of the organization, but as we have seen, this data may be distributed in multiple places. So AI agents need like a single access point to data, right? And this unified semantic layer built around data products that the Denodo can provide is a perfect entry point, right, for accessing this data. Second, the AI agents need business context about the data. And they need this business context because the requests of the users to the agents will be in business language, right? Will be business requests. And the agent using Gen AI needs to do this match between the requests of users and the technical data systems, that at the end of the day actually contain the data, right? And data products provide exactly that. They provide exactly this semantic vision of the data, isolating the consumer of the, you know, technical complexities, right? Also, making, you know, when AI agents access to the internal data of the organization through data products, you are also implicitly ensuring that the security policies that you defined on those data products are applied. So you can also be sure that the agents or the users using these agents are only accessing the data that they are allowed to see, right? Because this is built into the data products. You don't need to do anything specific about that. Also, access to data can also be done in real time when needed, and this is something that is especially common in AI agentic applications that in many cases are automating business processes. So in general, I would say that probably this foundation that you can create for data democratization will be also a fantastic base to create also the data foundation that your AI agentic applications will need.
Perfect. That makes total sense. Thanks for sharing, Alberto. And like you mentioned, I do see a lot of similarities in the foundation of setting up a solid, you know, data democratization initiative, similar to what we would with an agentic AI setup. So that definitely makes a lot of sense. So moving towards like a use case or an example, many companies use Lakehouse platforms like Databricks and Snowflake. Can you share how Denodo integrates with such platforms to amplify their value and make insights more accessible across the organization? I think I saw a recently released white paper available on Denodo's website as well. So if you could, you know, discuss a little bit about this, that would be great.
Yes, absolutely. Denodo offers, you know, very deep integration with these, with the main Lakehouse providers like Databricks or Snowflake, for instance. I don't know, for instance, Denodo can connect to the data in these systems using native high-speed interfaces like Arrow. Denodo is also able to maximize query pushdown to these systems. So the performance that you get when accessing their data through Denodo is the same, practically the same as when you are accessing the system directly. We can also integrate with the catalogs, the technical catalogs of their systems, for instance, Polaris in the case of Snowflake or Unity in the case of Databricks. So you can reuse the definitions that have been done there. We also integrate out of the box with all their security mechanisms. Also in the in every of the different clouds where they can run. So I would say that today is really quite straightforward to use Denodo. to implement this layout plus architecture in combination with those systems to achieve all the benefits that we have been discussing.
Perfect. Thank you for sharing, Alberto. Now, that's a wrap on this episode of Leadership Lens. As we heard from Alberto today, Lakehouse Plus is more than just a technology. It's a strategic approach to modern data management. With Denodo's logical data delivery at the core, organizations can unlock real-time governed and AI-ready data across cloud, SaaS, and on-prem systems without the need for duplication or added complexity. This was a great conversation, and thank you again, Alberto, for joining us and sharing these insights.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And a quick message to our listeners. If you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data.